Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yesterday, the Wolfman finally surfaces, right? I know Harrisburg to listeners are galaxies far, far away, my line. And it is a one-horse town. But he comes out swinging yesterday on the anniversary, just by coincidence, of the Berlin Wall being put up. He thinks, taxpayers listening now, the big problem he sees with education are these charter and these cyber charter schools. And he wants to make sure taxpayer dollars are being well spent. And he has a whole list of things that he says why they are not. Now, you know why charter schools exist. Well, here's one stat. Here's a stat just to give you an idea of the popularity of these. In Philadelphia, let me get the number out here. Well, our guests might have it. But the staggering number of people that want to be in charter schools or apply to charter schools. And let's tag this nationally. Why does this not work as well as I'd like it? To work with minority potential voters, Latinos particularly, let's say, nationally. Trump, the Republican Party, they want you to have a say in your kids' education. They want freedom, charter schools, vouchers, the whole thing. Democrats are wedded to the teacher unions, to the public schools forever. They want to squash. These are squashers of liberty. That's what they're about. They think these parents are too dumb, or maybe they don't care if they're too dumb or not. They just want to dragoon everybody in the world in any way that they can into public schools. That's what it comes down to. All right, Lenny McAllister is joining us. He's with a great outfit that we've talked with over the years, conservative, libertarian, think tank, and activist organization, the Commonwealth Foundation. So they were watching Governor Wolf yesterday when he went off on this, and started pushing this he claims that these charter schools get $1.8 billion in state and property tax dollars annually. And he thinks these are pretty much a disaster. What about the public schools? Let's go to Lenny McAllister from the Commonwealth Foundation on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lenny, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, thanks for having me.
Well, what is it that roused Governor Wolf, do you think? What was the trigger around this? He just wasn't doing anything and he decided to attack the charter schools?
Well, I think one of the triggers for him was the fact that there's continued momentum for school choice, including, and you had mentioned, minorities. Minorities poll at roughly 70 to 75% approval of expansion of school choice. Now, if you go back to his veto from a couple of months ago, when the General Assembly approved $100 million increase of the EITC program, which would have basically taken every kid off the wait list, which is about 50,000 Pennsylvanians.
Wait a minute. 50,000 kids are on the wait list, or families, to get into charter schools.
No, not charter schools. To get scholarships to the EITC
program. Oh, okay.
Program.
Okay.
There are actually 70,000 kids in Philadelphia charter schools alone, with another 30,000 that applied this year. So we're not talking about scrums here or there. We're talking about thousands of Pennsylvanians annually looking to get out of failing public schools. It doesn't mean every public school is bad, but there's a lot of them across the Commonwealth.
All right. What do you say to this, Lenny? I have my response. I'm obviously a partisan on this, but this is State Representative Mike Schlossberg. He was in Allentown in our listening area with the governor yesterday. One out of every $6 spent by the Allentown School District goes to educating kids at charter schools, an increase of 2,000% in 20 years. This inequity is wildly unfair to our students, taxpayers, and teachers. These moves will help control the cost and create opportunities for Allentown students, meaning what the governor wants to do.
Well, in many areas, one out of every $2 that's spent on education goes towards the failing pension system. And they want to point to how the increase in charter schools has gone from 2001 to now. But what they fail to realize is that there's another exponential rate that increased that is directly related to that, and that's the explosion of the pension unfunded liability, which also goes along that, and much of that is triggered by the pension deals that were made for teachers' unions. Right. Now, when you start looking at that in failing schools, what would parents want to do? They would look at the schools. They would look at the failures of the schools. They would look at the failures of how the money is being spent. Here in Pittsburgh, we have administrators going to Cuba and across the country making private dollars while the Pittsburgh public schools are failing. If you look at places such as Philadelphia, you've had failing schools for decades. What would these parents look to do? They would look for charter options. They would look for private schools. They would look for scholarships to get their kids in schools that are going to give them a chance at life. It's not a surprise because demand has gone up for charter schools over the last 15 to 20 years, just as the unfunded liability rates have gone through the roof. Again, remember, the teacher unions and others said that we didn't even have a problem with pensions previously. Now they're at least admitting it, all while one out of every $2 to $3 is spent on pensions, not in the classroom.
Well, exactly. And here's the thing, too. This comes down to boiling it down, and I think at the national level they ought to do this more, Lenny, as a Commonwealth Foundation, and as I would, which is, who do we trust more? The parent to make a decision, or some bureaucrats or unions or whatever, and they're essentially saying, if you're choosing charter schools, you're making a big mistake for your kid. You don't know what you're doing.
Well, number one, charter schools are public schools. They're not traditional schools. And number two,
right,
anybody that tells you that public schools are better for minority students than private schools hasn't looked at the history of public schools throughout America when it comes to how they have dealt with minorities. So to disempower African Americans, Latinos, and others from being able to find the best academic option for their kid is limiting their future, and it's hampering our national sovereignty and our national prosperity, and it's just absolutely wrong. And Governor Wolf should be ashamed of himself for doing that.
Absolutely. Lenny, where do people find the Commonwealth Foundation? Because you guys monitor as well as anybody I've ever seen at the state level all the stuff that's going on.
Very simple. CommonwealthFoundation.org. You can look at our studies, you can look at our statistics, and you look at how we're working across both sides of the aisle to bring prosperity to all Pennsylvanians across the Commonwealth.
Lenny, thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.